Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante, along with our good friend Eric Lammers, lead recruiting analyst for Penn State Rivals Network. Eric, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Always good to be back. Love to start my week this way, so I'm ready to talk some more about Penn State recruiting.
Let's do it. Okay, we've completed, finally, the 2021 season. But instead of looking forward to 22, we're going to go all the way ahead to the 2023 recruiting class, because I'm not sure many Penn State fans know much about the kids who've already committed. They're still focusing on the 22 class, which is understandable. But let's take a look at who has already committed to the 23 class, and it's a really good start for Penn State. I want to start with they have two tight end commits already for the 2023 class. The two are Matthias Barnwell. He's a 6'6", 255-pound junior currently from Virginia. He was a pretty early commit. I believe he decommitted, recommitted to Penn State. The other tight end is Joey Schlaffer. He's 6'5", 210-pound tight end from Reading, PA. I think a little unusual to have two tight ends coming in, and they're very different just with the body weight, Eric.
Yeah. As you mentioned, two tight ends committed into this class already. They may not be done at that position either. They're targeting those big body athletes that we talked about in the past, and we'll continue to talk about. But yeah, I mean, this class in general, just to kind of give that 30,000 foot view before we dive into the tight ends, is off to such a great start. Another great start for Coach Franklin and the staff. They're number three nationally right now, ranked. So they are, you know, with the six commits, the 4 4 stars and 2 3 stars. I mean, when you're already out the gate with such a start and you're in that number three nationally spot, it's a good spot. I know Coach Franklin's happy to be up there, and I know he's going to continue to add to that. So now you're looking at the two tight ends that you mentioned, you know, Matthias Barnwell out of Virginia. You know, his nickname is actually Mega, so he goes by Mega Barnwell. So, and it fits him because he is a mega athlete on the football field. You know, you mentioned his size, 6'6", 255. He is like a cheat code for River Bend High School when it comes to just throwing up a jump ball for him, because they can just throw it out there. He just goes, throw it up, go get it, because he's got really, really good hands for his size. You know, there's been some speculation what happens to him when he gets to the next level. Does he stay at the tight end position? Because he's a very, you know, that size, he's pretty much right there on the scale or on the high end side of what you'd probably want your tight end to be. You know, he's going to be more of your inline tight end. He's not going to be split out at the next level really as much, but he's going to be more of your inline tight end. So can he be physically, you know, he's going to be blocking. But it leads to people wondering, is he ultimately going to grow in an offensive tackle? I don't know. You know, you can see it. You see it on film where he has that ability to naturally drive his legs on contact when it comes to run blocking. So where does his body take him? I'm sure he probably doesn't really want to think about that right now. You know, a lot of times when the kids are catching the ball in high school, they don't really want to think about that transition to tackle. But it happens, and it's one that you can get paid if you make it. But, yeah, he made the commitment to Penn State. You know, he had 30-plus offers. You know, you did mention he was committed to him earlier in the cycle. He ended up decommitting last January when Tyler Bowen left for Jacksonville Jaguars to become the tight ends coach down there, who I don't know if you saw, but resurfaced as now the offensive coordinator at Virginia Tech. Yeah. Just dropped that little tidbit there. But, yeah, so he decommitted but ended up coming back then in September as a commitment to reaffirm things up with Coach Franklin's staff. I really like him. You know, like I said, I like big jumbo athletes that have good hands for their size. Which way he ultimately goes at the next level, we'll see. But, you know, he's a really good player. And then Joey, the other tight end, he is an athletic tight end now. I really like his tape. You know, he's a basketball player. He can go up and get it. He's a quarterback's best friend. The ball doesn't necessarily need to be right on his frame. It can be high. It can be outside. He will go out there and pluck it. You can just see him. You see his basketball background take over when he gets onto the football field, whether it's boxing out the smaller defenders around him when he's going up for the ball, or whether it's just like purely it looks like he's going up for a rebound, he will go snag that ball. So I really, really like him. I think as he continues to fill out, you know, he's got that two, he's listed at 210 now, but he will obviously continue to fill out. And then he gives you that versatility of being one, a tight end that you can play in line, you can split out, because he can make plays. The way he gets in and out of his breaks on his routes, very smooth. Yeah, I'm a very big fan of Joey's there. And I think, you know, he's got a very high upside at the position.
And as you mentioned, I think especially for a tight end with that body type, if they play basketball, that's a very good sign. If they have that coordination, that footwork. And the other part that I like that you mentioned, that ability to box out, especially a smaller player. I could see these two guys both being on the field at the same time with their different builds and the different way they play the game if you have a multi-tight end set, right?
Exactly. They complement each other very well, right? They're not the same. They're not at all the same tight end, so they do complement each other very nicely if you're going to bring them in both to focus on that position. Like I said, Mega, more of an inline, you know, you're going to probably rely on him more of a blocking guy, but he does have such soft hands that he can get out there and get it on play action and different things like that. But Joey is that new age tight end that you see that you can split out a lot more, that U tight end that you see. You split him out, put him all over the field, let him use his basketball background, you know, go up and get the ball across the middle or wherever you want to do that.
Okay, let's take a look at the two offensive linemen who have already committed. And mentioning basketball, it sounds like we're talking about a basketball team here. The tight ends were 6'6", 6'5". Same thing here with these offensive linemen. The two that have committed, the one is Alex Birchmeyer, 6'5", 275 from Virginia. He's a consensus top 100 player, no matter which service you're looking at. And the other, also from Virginia, is Joshua Miller, who's a bit bigger. He's 6'6", 323 pounds. What should we look for from these two?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, Alex Birchmeyer, he is a really, really good interior player. You know, Rivals, we have him ranked as the number 2 overall interior player. He's the number 37 player nationally. So that's a pretty good, impressive pull right there. You know, you're talking about basketball. The thing about Alex Birchmeyer that I really like about his background, he's a wrestler. If you can give me a wrestler that's an interior offensive lineman, I love that because of why? They understand leverage, right? They're going to understand leverage down there in the trenches when you're hand fighting, when you're trying to gain position, and he does that. He also is actually very, very athletic. You see it when he gets out and pulls, right? They'll get him out and pull him into space, let him make that block out there where he has to close down the grass between he and the defender, and, you know, he can do it. So he does a lot of things like that nice. He's a finisher. And like I said, I think it really comes from his wrestling background. He pulls a lot of those different attributes from wrestling, which makes him such a really good offensive lineman there for Broad Run. You know, they made a nice run this year all the way to the state finals. They were state runners up 13-2. He had 30 offers. He earns that ranking 4-star, that top 50 player nationally. Really, really like him. Joshua Miller, big, big, nasty offensive lineman. You know, you said he's at 6'6", 323. You know, whether or not he trims down a little bit when he gets to that next level, he actually has the ability, in my opinion, to kind of be a little bit of a swing offensive lineman. What I mean by that is he probably could help you out there at the right side in a pinch at tackle if you needed to swing him out there and play tackle because, you know, you're carrying 7 or 8 offensive linemen on a road game and you need to swing somebody out there because of an injury or something like that. He could do that. But I think ideally where he is going to fit is down in the trenches in that interior offensive line with Birchmeyer because he just has such a thick, sturdy base. He's a nasty player down there. He's exactly what you're looking for out of a guard. And I think that's ultimately where he ends up. But he does give you some versatility.
I love that you're using the word nasty. As you know, our good friend Ross Tucker, who's on our show, has talked when asked about what's the element missing from the current offensive line. Nasty is the word that he used that he thinks they could use more of. It sounds like you agree with that.
Especially down there in the interior, you got to be nasty. You know, you almost want some of those guys that are, you know, they may skip a shower here or two there. They don't mind that, but they're all about just being down there in the trenches and getting, you know, and being very physical. Those are the type of players you need down there.
The expression I always love when they talk about offensive linemen, keep going until the echo of the whistle. So
exactly.
I like that kind of description of offensive linemen. All right, let's hit on, there's still a couple more players. Lamont Payne, he's a cornerback out of Western PA. He checks in at 6'2", 177 pounds, listed as a cornerback.
Yep, so Lamont, you know, he's got that new a lot of people are looking for those corners that have the length these days, and he certainly has it at 6'2". You can see it up on film. He really likes to get up on the wide receiver at the line of scrimmage and press them, use his length, really make it as difficult as possible for them to get off of the line of scrimmage. The other nice thing about Lamont is that he plays wide receiver for his high school team. So you can see the ball, you know, his ability to catch the ball on that side of the balls. So you like to see that. He's, you know, in Rivals, he's the other player that we have at Rivals that's ranked inside the top 250. So he comes in at number 213. So that's another, you know, big get for the Penn State staff. They had him in camp. That's always a really good sign when you have the opportunity to see something like a player like this in camp. So you get to see his ability to move. You see his ability to cover in space, what it all looks like. You know, they felt comfortable with it after all that to make sure that he was one of the Pennsylvania products that they definitely wanted to get into this class. You know, I think that he's going to have some things to work on in terms of, you know, speed and tackling when he gets to the next level. But just his ability to get down and press a wide receiver on the line and suffocate them there is something that you have to love.
And it does seem like Penn State, a guy like Joey Porter, has that good length. It seemed like that's the type of cornerback, as you said, that Coach Franklin is looking for. Finally, the last one is Neo Avery. He's a recent commit, 6'5", 231. He's a defensive end from Maryland. What do we know about him?
Yeah, so Neo obviously was the most recent commit on New Year's Eve. You know, we talked about him a little bit last week. You know, he's kind of a jumbo athlete. You know, whether or not he's going to end up at defensive end or, you know, even could potentially end up at tight end, he has not really made that declaration, and nor has the staff really made that declaration at this point. He prefers kind of right now to be considered an athlete. You know, I know Rivals, we've considered him a defensive end, and that's because when you pop on the film and you see his get off, when you see his length, when you see his ability to track down the ball, and he's only been doing it for a handful of games as a junior, you really, really get excited about his upside on that side of the ball. And I think that's what Penn State staff saw. I think that's what, you know, they beat out Georgia for Neo, so I think that's probably what the Georgia staff saw. You know, he's obviously very athletic. He's got the ability to play tight end, so that's not something that you're necessarily going to take that away from him. You want to see him kind of work his way through that, I think. And ultimately, I think what ends up happening, and I think I talked about it a little bit last week, is I think ultimately what ends up happening is he realizes that his upside and his ability to maybe to make it to the NFL could be a little bit higher on that defensive side if he kind of falls in line, if his line of thinking falls in line with some of what maybe the evaluators are thinking right now, just because his get off is really, really special. He ran a 4.58 for the Penn State staff in the 40. So when you see that ability with that length and the ability to track down a ball, a ball carrier or get after the quarterback, you just get really excited about that upside on that at that position on the defense side of the ball.
Well, keep them at tight end. You might have that new four tight end formation going with all these tight ends coming in. The one common element in the last half minute we have, you know, Coach Franklin. We're talking 6'5", 6'5", 6'6", 6'6", 6'2", cornerback. You can't coach height, can you?
Right. You can't coach height. You can't coach speed. You know, those are some of those attributes that you look for. You can't coach, you know, explosiveness when you see somebody with a really, really good long jump or something like that. Those natural attributes that players have that make you a really, really good athlete and then let the coaching take from there are things that Coach Franklin really likes to identify in the process.
All right, very good, Eric. Again, it always goes so fast, but that is it for this edition of our show. Thanks, Eric, for being here again with us, and thank you all for tuning in, and make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.